It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Good evening, Greenwich, and welcome to another segment of the Greenwich Matters show. Right now we have live in the studio. We're going to, like every other week, we do this show called for Greenview Building Products. And live in the studio, I have three guests. We have Rob Kennedy, the sales director for Greenview. And we have Mark Betts and a special guest here tonight, architect Jason Taylor. So welcome all.
Thank you very much.
So, thank you, Sam.
You want to take it from here in intro, Jason?
Sure, Mark? Thank you, Sam. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the relationship between elegant building design and superior long-term efficiency. Greenview Building Products, as you may know, has been around for a few years now, and our purpose is to source the most efficient building materials available to the marketplace and introduce them to architects and builders, property managers, etc. So we have tonight Jason Taylor, award-winning architect, managing principal from Jason Taylor Design Group, and he's going to expound upon elements that bring these two critical goals together. And Jason, maybe you'd like to take over?
Yeah, so yeah, tonight I just wanted to talk a little bit about how we work and create, you know, our designs with the environment in mind, and inevitably that leads to sustainable designs. So as architects, we see ourselves as artists, but we're also scientists, and we're engineers, and we have to know a tremendous amount about the world around us. And the more we get into sustainable design, the more we have to really understand building physics, and we have to understand, you know, how the sun traverses the sky, and those elements enable the earth and enable our sites to guide our designs and create some really unique and special places. And if we do that well, then aesthetics and sustainability work really well together.
Okay, why don't we turn it over to Rob Kennedy for a moment? I just want to introduce the audience to how we became associated with Jason Taylor Design Group, and let him sort of talk about how we all got together and met.
A couple of months ago, I had gone to a AIA Westchester meeting, and I met Nick Viazzo there that works with Jason, and we started talking about a project that they were doing in Glen Cove, Long Island, and I had a sample with me of some material from our windows, and I showed it to Jason and Nick, and Nick had said, "Wow, this is something that could work in our project." And that's kind of where it went from there.
Yeah. So this is so what Rob's talking about is a project on the water in Glen Cove, and this is a project that it's exposed to you know, just like all of you know, Long Island and Lower Westchester, we're 120, 110 mile an hour wind zones, but at the same time as we have to battle you know, hurricane force winds, and this one especially being on the coast, you have more extreme winds and some more danger from that. We also strive to make all of our buildings as energy efficient as possible, and so one of the key features to an energy efficient building is getting good natural light. But getting natural light can also be a weakness in a building, because windows tend to be the least insulated part of the house. So a really important thing is to have the best insulation on the windows that you possibly can have. And Nick was at the AIA Westchester Hudson Valley Expo, which they hold every March. And it was a really informative thing. So a lot of the standard windows that are on the market, they're wood windows with aluminum cladding on the exterior. And we can get double glazed or triple glazed. Triple glazing mean we have three panes of glass, you know, three layers of glass in the window, and so every time you have a layer of glass and then airspace and then a layer of glass and then an airspace, it increases the insulative value of the window tremendously. But besides the glass, you have the window frame, which can be a thermal bridge. So meaning that heat will be conducted through the wood, and that's a problem in all buildings. Where you have framing members, they're touching the outside, they're touching the inside, so the cold from the outside will work its way through the building walls, and that happens on windows as well. And so these windows that Nick saw, that Rob was able to show him, they were a vinyl window, which we were used to seeing vinyl windows in configurations that just didn't look quite as high-end as what we were looking for. And we were actually looking at using commercial storefront-type systems, and they were getting very expensive with thermally broken aluminum extrusions. And so from what we had, we now saw they had a product. It was a vinyl window with this really, really durable exterior coat that we weren't going to have to worry about wood rotting. We weren't going to have to worry about thermal bridging, because vinyl does not conduct heat nearly as much as wood does. And with the triple glazed, we were able to get insulation values that were just so much better than really anything else on the market at a much better price. At the same time, when you work with, say, a commercial storefront system, and I say that just to explain to the listeners, that's if you're walking by most stores, you'll see the storefront windows have aluminum vertical mullions.
Sure.
And then the glass in the middle, and that's all custom done. And that kind of system, those mullions are structural. So when the wind hits those windows, those aluminum mullions, they're taking the force. When you use regular windows that are used for most residential projects, those windows, the frames do take some of the force, but that gets transferred into the framing of the building. And if we have windows stacked on top of each other, there's no continuous piece to handle that wind. And 120 mile an hour wind is a tremendous amount of force and could push those windows in. So what Interstate Windows was able to do for us,
right,
was create there's a space between the windows when we fasten them together, which is called mulling the windows together. They were able to do, it's a custom aluminum extrusion that went from floor to ceiling, went between our structural members and braced all these windows in place so that we could handle our wind forces. We had triple glazing, which gave us really great thermal properties for the glass. And then we had this, you know, we're on the water, we have salt air, but now we have no aluminum on the exterior because it's vinyl, so we don't have to worry about salt corroding the aluminum or anything like that. So far, the project under construction, everything's going extremely well, and we're excited about the ability of that system to work in some of our modern residential projects.
Right, so just to expound a little bit upon that particular window system. The system that Jason's referring to is the Interstate composite window, which is a solid core blend of polymers and resins. It's very much unlike any product that's out there on the market. Traditionally, the composite windows are made of a blend of something, whether it be wood and plastic or PVC or whatever. This was designed specifically for Interstate by the extruder Quanex, and contributes terrific thermal properties to the overall product and the overall efficiency levels. I think on this particular house, we were able to achieve a 0.19 or better on the overall,
yep,
thermal efficiency, and the outer layer that Jason was referring to is the super cap. And the super cap is very unique in the sense that it is a layer that is 7 millimeters thick, and it can be painted any color that you want. In fact, it's not a paint coating per se. It's a through and through color that's done during the thermal fusion process, and it allows for the color to be 700 times stronger than paint. I think we have Pat Aida on the phone from Interstate Manufacturing, and I think Pat would be able to tell us just a little bit more about this product. Pat, are you with us?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Very good. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Thank you.
I'm just kind of trying to catch caught up on the show. I'm not sure where you're at in the show with the products or anything.
Well, your timing is perfect. We were just talking about the composite product, the solid core product with the super cap that's being used on the Glen Cove, Long Island house, and Jason was talking about the structural integrity of the windows and the thermal efficiencies. And why don't you tell us from a manufacturing point of view, you know, what goes into the product and what sets it apart from everything else that's on the market.
Okay. Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So yeah, we were saying all kinds of good stuff, which was warranted. Tell us a little bit more about the windows.
Yeah. So the product, as discussed, was is a solid core product, and it was designed to look and simulate the look and feel of a wood window system. So it has traditional wood looking attributes to it. But the nice part about it is because it's a solid core composite material, it's designed to not absorb moisture. It's impervious to insect decay, things like that. So it makes it a great product for coastal areas and things like that. But one of the things that we've done with the product is, we're always looking at trying to be able to utilize it, and window spaces seem to be getting larger, and commercial applications, storefront applications seem to be one of the areas that just don't seem to achieve very good thermal efficiency. So we try to come up with a way that we can still try to fit this product within that application. So in like the case of the Glen Cove project that you've been speaking about, what we've done is actually created an aluminum structured system that actually we utilize to attach right to the existing building structure to make it create it as actually part of the building structure itself, and then attach our window systems to it. But then what we do is encapsulate it with inside the composite material, which basically gives it its thermal, basically a thermal break process. So it actually has created a nice system to be able to accomplish larger opening spans, to still give you the amount of light that you're looking for, give you the look of a big open span, but give you the nice benefits of having a product that looks similar to like wood, but also performs much better than any product that would be applicable for that process.
Okay, right. Thank you, Pat, very much.
Hey, so I would feel like I didn't do my job if I didn't explain a couple of terms because Mark threw around that these windows were getting a U value. I don't you said a value of 0.19 or less, and so a lot of people will hear when they're buying windows or they're doing insulation in their homes, they'll be like, oh, this has an R value, an R13, or a U value of 0.33 or something like that. So I just want to explain a little bit about what that means. So again, we're in the United States of America, and we use this very archaic imperial system where we have degrees in Fahrenheit, and we do all kinds of strange things where freezing is 32 degrees and boiling is 212. But so with our system, there is something called a British thermal unit. A British thermal unit is the amount of heat that it would require to take 1 pound of water and heat that up 1 degree Fahrenheit. That is a British thermal unit. So you'll buy an air conditioner for a window air conditioner for your for one of your rooms, and you'll see it's a 12,000 BTU unit, and so that would be able to heat 12,000 pounds of water 1 degree Fahrenheit, or cool it 1 degree Fahrenheit, and that's what that is. So when we talk about U values and R values, if anybody remembers high school math, they are reciprocals of one another. So if a U value is 0.25, the R value would be 4. So it's either 1/4 or 4. So they are the reciprocals of one another. And what that let's talk about a wall that say has an R value of 13, which used to be pretty common. What that meant was that it would take 13 hours for one British thermal unit to pass through 1 square foot of wall if the difference in temperature between inside and out was 1 degree Fahrenheit. So let me just say that. So if it's 60 degrees inside and 61 degrees outside, one British thermal unit will pass through the wall, 1 square foot of wall, in 13 hours. So we want a higher R value because that means it's going to take more time for that heat to pass through the wall. Now, a U value is the opposite. It's the hours per BTU. It's how many BTUs per hour now, actually. That's what it is. So when we talk about say if a window has a 0.1 we're looking at 0.19, but say we're talking about a 0.1 U value, that would take 0.1 BTUs would pass through in 1 hour, or if it had a 1 U value, 1 BTU would pass through per hour.
So the U value, shrink it down, the U value is a measure of heat loss, and when you're looking at the numbers on the window label, that when you go into the store and you see the numbers on the label, the U value is measuring the amount of heat that
the
gets
amount of
lost
heat that, pass,
through that
passes through in one hour. So. Our really good windows, and these are, say, a 0.19 or something like that. So that's about the equivalent of an R5. And your walls tend to be somewhere around an R21, an R30 in new modern construction. So you will see that even with the best windows, our insulative value of the windows, of really good windows, is still a lot less.
Substantially less,
so,
right.
So now we have to think about, now having windows is great. We want windows. But where do we put the windows? And so that was one of the things I wanted to talk about. And this has to come down to, we talk about building sustainable, and people talk about, well, we're going to do geothermal, we're going to put solar panels on our house, we're going to do all kinds of things. But what we really need to start out with is, what direction do we have our house face? Do we want the sun to shine in? When do we want the sun to shine in? Because having a window, you know, that faces north, we're not going to be getting any direct sunlight, so we won't be getting any heat gain. And that may be great, depends on your climate or what you're trying to do. But if your windows face south in the winter, you're going to be bringing heat into your house, which is great. Now, if it's a cloudy day, that's not going to work. And so there are some strategies, and these are things that we use a lot in our designs, and we work really hard to site the houses properly and have our exposures work. Now, with design, you're thinking about the way the sun comes in, and you're also thinking about views, and you want to make sure that the people in whatever building, whether it's a house or a commercial building, what are they looking at? You're thinking about all those things together, but traditionally, from a modern perspective and from a sustainability perspective, you want to have the best windows possible, with the lowest U value, the greatest thermal properties, facing south. And but what you do want to do is you want to shade them in the summer, so we're not bringing in too much heat. We have a couple of great ways to do that. We could either just have an overhang that shades it, and then remember the sun is lower in the sky in the winter, so it'll shine in underneath the overhang in the winter, or we have trees, and trees are amazing. They're like they do it for us. It's a deciduous tree. You put that in front of your window. It's shaded all summer, and the leaves fall off, and now you get the sun shining into your house during the winter. So whether we use overhangs or whether we use deciduous trees, these things will regulate how much heat gain we get into our house, and so we can use the sun to heat the house when we want to and block it when we don't want it to.
Well, Jason, that's a really interesting topic because Greenview spends the majority of its time working on the best possible building materials that are available, but you're actually taking into consideration the natural elements that before you even go to the building products, you're actually starting out with the beginning design and using nature as your instrument.
Yeah, I mean, we think about design. Again, I became an architect to create great spaces. It's something that I have a passion for. But at the same time, these great spaces have to be comfortable for people, and they have to work well, and they have to last and not have a tremendous amount of maintenance so that people are working for their house. Their house should work for them. Their buildings should work for them. And so we have to be thinking about the science. We have to be thinking about, how do we make people comfortable in these buildings? How do we just create these spaces that work? And to do that, we have to start with just some of nature. And one of the things that I tell my clients, it's a crazy thing to think about, but the Earth and the Sun are trying to destroy everything we build. And we are fighting back against it tooth and nail with everything we have. And so the truth is, we have some great new building products out there. And with some of the things we do, we can build better than we ever could before. We have to be careful, and we have to watch the science.
Jason, you have a website.
I do. So you can see some of our work at www.jtaylordesign.com. We'll be working on a new website. Some of our latest work isn't quite up there. I'm my own photographer most of the time, and haven't had a chance to get out there to photograph a bunch of our newest things. But I think we're proud of the work we've done over the years, and so check us out there.
Well, the Glen Cove project is an elegant design, and it incorporates the building efficiencies, the structural integrity. Everything you could want in a home. It's absolutely magnificent. And if the audience would like to see this building when it's complete, they can visit our website, greenviewbuildingproducts.com, and they can come and take a look at the pictures and ask questions. And if they'd like to reach myself or Jason, they can do so through Greenview.
What other types of information could they find on your website?
Well, for the most part, you know, the website's has a lot of our portfolio, and we do residential architecture, we do commercial architecture, and I'd say that it's been really nice that in the last 4 or 5 years, people have changed their attitudes towards modern architecture, which the truth is that actually they haven't changed their attitudes as much as they've understood that other people feel the way that they did. For years, we had people coming to us and saying, well, we love modern architecture, but we just want modern interiors because we're concerned about resale, that nobody will want to buy another modern house. And what happened was there were websites that came up between Pinterest and Houzz and Dwell Magazine and all kinds of things. Some people got some courage to build what they always wanted, and to do that here in the Northeast. People tend to associate modern architecture with the West Coast, but it works well everywhere, and that really becomes down to it being a philosophy of building the building that's right for the place and not worrying too much about style. So now we have people who have seen it. It's selling well, and we got a really lovely feature in Westchester Home Magazine a couple of years ago that featured actually another Glen Cove project, and now people are coming to us, and sustainability is a really big part of that. And
so,
we push
so
that
you,
with
you
our
see
design.
This being much more acceptable and much more of a trend.
I'd like to think it's not a trend. I mean, so it's the year 2016. You know, I was a kid who spent my childhood drawing spaceships and space stations, and I remember when I got really turned on to architecture when my parents took me out to see some really great modern homes in some wealthy areas in New Jersey when I was a kid. And I was like, wow, buildings could be like that. That's what they could happen. And, you know, we're 35 years later, people are still building colonials. And I think things should look like they're from the year 2016.
Well, I want to make sure people can get your website again, because
okay,
we're running out of time. Give that website again how they can contact you.
Yeah, www.jtaylordesign.com.
And I just wish we had more time, but unfortunately, we ran the clock out. So until 2 weeks from tonight, and I had some follow-up questions, but we're not going to be able to get into it until another time.
No, I'd love to come back. It's important that we keep spreading the word on how we produce really great design.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Sam?
So thanks for having me.
Okay. Until next week, 661-5051. You've been listening to Sam Romeo, and we're talking about Greenview Building Products.